It's Wednesday, February 15th, and you're tuned in to the TNAB podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show. We talk about all the cool things in the whole wide world.
And top 10 lists.
Top 10 lists?
No, I don't have any
top 10 lists. What do you mean top 10 lists?
You'll never believe what we do to top 10 lists. What? Top 10 list sites hate us.
Oh my god, this sounds awful. Hey, guess what?
What?
I think a couple episodes ago, we talked about how Ben Affleck did not want to direct the Batman movie
any longer. Too many people cared about Batman, right? He didn't want to ruin it.
Yes.
And I'm calling BS.
Well, it goes a little bit further.
Okay.
Rumors! Rumors have it that Ben Affleck doesn't want to play Batman anymore.
Wait a minute. Who's this being reported by? The only rumors I trust are from TMZ.
I actually didn't check the source.
Okay.
I just saw multiple accounts of it, and it was a comic book website. I believe it was Comic Book Resources or something like that.
Sounds like a bot site. It sounds like fake news.
It does sound like
sounds like news. Alternative facts to me.
Shit. Let's not go there. but anyways, yeah. So that's a bummer. Can't blame him. But at the same time, yo, you pot committed.
So he's pulling the Daniel Craig. I'm playing the super popular character that needs to stay fit all the time, and I'm possibly going to get injured during filming, and I don't want to do it anymore.
Nah, that's different. Daniel Craig did it for 4 movies.
True.
Ben Affleck did it for half a movie.
Maybe
Batfleck's, a third of a movie.
Maybe Batfleck's more of a bitch than Daniel Craig. No, I'm just joking. Ben Affleck would kick my ass.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Bit of a bummer. I think it's because he saw that meme of him crying.
Wait, what? I didn't see this.
Where they talk about how bad Batman Superman is, and there's an interview with Ben Affleck and Henry Cavill, guy who plays Superman.
Cavill.
And they ask, how do you guys respond to the negative fan feedback? And Henry Cavill has this very political response, yeah. And like a very like, well, you know, fans are very this and that, but we try to respect the characters. And in the side, you see Ben Affleck, and it looks like he wants to die.
Oh, is that the one where it zooms in on Ben Affleck, and it's like, hello, darkness, my
yeah,
old
yeah,
friend?
That okay. one. And I think, you know, he saw that, and it really upset him.
Probably.
And now he doesn't want to be part of the shit anymore.
Makes sense.
And I don't blame him.
I don't know. I still think he's a really good Batman.
Totally.
Yeah.
But I think now he understands he's joined the losing side.
That's unfortunate.
And Ben Affleck's too big of a movie star to really give a fuck about Marvel superheroes and Street Fighter.
I still think DC has some of the coolest things going for it.
Sure.
Over Marvel.
But sure.
Marvel's just better at it.
Yeah, definitely. So that's that. That's a bit of a bummer. But well, let's switch gears and move on to a comment that we got on the episode last time.
All
right. Because I got something wrong.
Corrections.
Yeah, it says that it's from Paul, and he says he wanted to say that it isn't that Mandy Moore who did the choreography in La La Land.
You sure?
I don't know if he's sure.
Did he source it?
He did not source it, so.
Okay, then. Alternative facts.
Again?
Fake news.
Shit, okay.
Fake news.
Wow.
No, yeah, well, it's disappointing. I'm probably just going to keep thinking of it as that Mandy Moore choreographed it. Because that's what I want to believe.
Yeah.
And because there was no link provided, mm-hmm. I'm going to continue to think that.
Mm-hmm. He continues to say that, yes, she did. He confirms that she did do folk music, but now is acting again with, is it Milo or Milo? Ventimiglia in This Is Us. You see that show, This Is Us?
No.
I kind of want to watch it, but I don't know.
Is that like the, is it similar to like This Is 40?
I don't know. I know it's very, I know
like
it's
a Judd Apatow.
I know thing? It's a, no, it's more of a serious drama.
Oh, okay.
I fucking clue the show's about.
Okay.
But I heard that it gets real deep and emotional and
still
want to
see
drama.
Passengers.
Sure. Anyways, he loves the show, Keep Up the Good Work. So there you go.
Thanks, man.
Anyways, let's move on to our picks of the week. Do you want to open up?
Yeah.
Want to share with the team?
Yo.
What?
Remember anime?
No.
You know how anime is like this like niche little thing that nerds do?
Like video games?
Like video games.
Yeah.
Right? Only dorks and nerds and geeks like anime.
Yeah.
Not anymore, my friend.
Uh-oh.
Crunchyroll has reached 1 million subscribers, therefore cementing the fact that anime is now the mainstream.
I think you should say 1 million paid
subscribers.
Because I believe their actual subscriber count is 20 million.
Oh, yeah, it's probably through the roof.
Yeah.
But paid subscribers.
Yes.
So, anime, it ain't your little basement-dwelling game anymore. There's money in the business.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Big Baller Shot Collar is going to come and ruin your anime.
Do you know why anime is so big nowadays?
Tell me, Vince.
Because there's no more Saturday morning cartoons.
Yeah,
because
people suck. Yeah. And they're like, hey, let's take off Saturday morning cartoons. Kids don't need those.
Yeah. So Crunchyroll was like, listen, we'll give you Saturday morning cartoons all day, every day.
What if every day was Saturday?
Exactly.
Crunchyroll.com.
That should be their slogan.
Bleep that out! Bleep that out! No, I want to keep that. I want you... No. Okay, you seriously got to edit that out. I'm gonna pitch it.
Okay.
For my competing anime streaming service.
Okay. Sure.
That's a good one.
Mm.
Sell it to them. You should be watching Funimation. That's terrible.
Yeah,
it's a terrible.
It is. Well, Funimation and Crunchyroll are one now.
Yeah, and I can sell them.
Okay,
this new hot.
All right, sure. So yeah, that's that.
That's that. And also, you remember Steam Greenlight?
No.
Okay, so Steam Greenlight. This one's a little more.
This is the indie thing that Steam had.
Yeah. So Steam Greenlight is a platform which indie developers can bring a product to Steam as long as it had enough fan outreach, right?
Okay.
It's not perfect. It's easily manipulated. And Steam has come out in previous years and said Greenlight is not something that's permanent. It's something we're going to get rid of. It's just a stopgap until we get something better. And they have now got something better. So Steam Greenlight is now gone, as GameIndustry.biz reports it. They are replacing it with a new storefront called Steam Direct. And Steam Direct will... it's more of a professional way to bring in your game to Steam. You will... Steam's going to ask developers to, quote, complete a set of digital paperwork, personal company verification, and tax documents similar to the process of applying for a bank account, end quote.
Uh-oh.
So they're taking it a little more seriously now. I think they're going to try and get rid of all the garbage that's on Steam.
Wow.
How
could you?
Because Steam right now is almost as bad as a mobile app store. There is a lot of garbage. Yeah. And it's hard to get... It's pretty much luck if you have a good product and you see it to the top. Because you could have a really good product, but if your game drops off the front page of Greenlight in, say, a day,
yeah,
no one's going to find it in this avalanche of new stuff. And okay. New garbage.
Makes sense.
So hopefully Steam Direct is a better system to bring that quality to the top and to the people's eyes. Mm-hmm. And a better way to weed out trash.
Okay.
So those are my two picks.
All right. My pick is related to Overwatch.
Go away.
Related to
Overwatch. Is it a play of the game? Is it a play of the match?
No, it's... So they had this update, blah, blah, blah. But their update brings custom games and a server browser to Overwatch.
Like a PC server browser?
Yes.
To the PC version of Overwatch?
To all of Overwatch.
Whoa.
Yeah. Okay. And the reason this is important is because now they also let you fully customize the games. Like, different aspects, like, you know... bullet speed, ability, effectiveness, things like that. Like,
so we're gonna get the weird stuff.
So it's been on PC.
Okay.
And people have been doing, like, you know, fun custom things, like when TF2 did it, when Halo does it, you know, like they make cool custom games. So that's awesome. Opens the window for different types of stuff. The thing that was really cool was a lot of people have been doing, it's very popular, they've been doing this thing called boss mode.
Okay.
So it's asymmetrical. Multiplayer, it's 1v5.
Okay.
And what they'll do is they'll take like one character like Winston and give him 3000 HP and they'll up his attack rate or his attack power.
Okay.
And everyone on the opposing team will have lowered attack power and it's just him versus them.
Like, oh, okay.
It's super cool. It's that really neat.
Pretty fun.
Yeah, and I was like, wow, that's cool. And I was looking at other things, like they made racing and then they made they literally just made I think it was Quake.
Really?
Yeah.
Like open map, capture the point.
kind of. They made it so that you're all Farah, but they upped the movement speed like 100%.
Oh, and the rockets just, okay.
Yeah, and they also upped the rocket speed by 50%.
Awesome.
So it, and you're all Farah, so it's just Quake. It's kind of cool.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, and then they made, they sort of made one that was kind of like Counter-Strike, where they only have the hitscan heroes, but they have no abilities, they only have their gun.
Oh, man, it's just SWAT.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, so it's really, like, they have some cool things that they added, and I thought, that's really neat. Can't wait to see it go live on the actual servers, because I was just watching, like, videos and stuff. But yeah, super neat. But the big Overwatch news, I'm pretty excited.
What?
Toys, my friend.
Okay. Yeah, they already have those. They're called Paw Vinyls.
Listen! Listen.
And they're garbage.
As the toy collector in the room.
Yeah, you are the toy collector.
I have the authority to say that those Pop Vinyls are not true toys.
Yeah, they're not.
They are collector garbage.
They're collector garbage.
But an actual toy company, Good Smile, people responsible for Nendoroids.
Oh, you mean Good Smile Racing.
Good Smile.
The racing team.
No. That's the racing team that Good Smile sponsors.
Good Smile Racing.
Good Smile Company. The guys who do Nendoroids and Figmas and fixed pose statues, they showed off this new Nendoroid, and it's Nendoroid Tracer.
Mm-hmm.
And oh my god, it looks gorgeous and beautiful and cute and adorable.
My favorite thing
yes.
to come out of this
yes.
is the memes comparing the Pop Vinyl Tracer yeah. to the Nendoroid Tracer.
Yeah. They're pretty good.
They're really, really good.
Yeah.
The one your girl says not to worry about. That's my favorite one.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah. And of course, there's the back. There's the segment of the audience that's like, who cares? One's $10, the other one's $40. And like, yeah, totally, but shut up.
But you're getting a better toy.
Yeah. And it looks cool. So,
like, what is it? Does it come with anything, like, special? Or like, is there, like, a Good Smile exclusive?
No, there's no exclusive parts to it, but she does come with a changeable, like, poses, like arms and legs, and a different version of her hair, because sometimes, like, one of her bangs goes in front of her face.
Okay.
So they have one where it's in her face and one where it's not. She comes with her pulse rifles? No.
Two guns?
I can't remember. Her true gun.
Time pistols?
Sure. And the pulse bomb.
Okay.
And a stand, so it's fun. But the, I guess, more important thing is Good Smile did say, this is the first of many.
Nice.
And they will have future Nendoroid and Figma announcements to come.
I would like to own like a Figma Widowmaker or a Figma May.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'd kind of want a Reinhardt.
Reinhardt would be cool.
Like just this giant dude with a hammer.
Yeah.
I'd be into that. Obviously, I want a D.Va, but I would only want a D.Va if she came with also this giant metal robot.
See, my thing is that I would want a Reinhardt is if he came with armor replacements.
Yeah.
Like, if I could get, like, the Stone Lion one.
So, that's where I'm going to go with the next one. I obviously, the minute I saw this go up, I'm like, alright, I'm going to wait till the clock counts down so I can pre-order. And I pre-ordered it, but the pre-order says, like, the actual item you buy says, Nendoroid Tracer, Classic Costume Edition.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and I was just like, I never thought about that. Uh-oh.
All the boxes you're buying are like, coming to life.
Uh-oh, no. What if there's Tracer, like, T-Racer edition?
So, okay, I know the answer to this question already,
uh-huh.
but I'm hoping that the actual answer will be something different.
Yes.
Do you think that they will sell you just the new clothing?
No!
Okay. No. See, I was hoping that they wouldn't just sell you another Tracer.
No!
But they will.
But you know they'll kind of tempt you? The new Tracer, she'll come with, like, different facial expressions that the first one didn't come with.
And the first one could also use.
Yeah, they're all swappable. And you'll be like, well, shit.
Like, I'm trying to think of Overwatch heroes that I really like. Yeah. Like, aesthetically.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'd want a Nendoroid of any of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would want the Figmas, because they're...
You'd want them to look like how they look.
Yeah, like how they look. And, like, because that game is very action-based... I'd want him to be doing all those action poses. Like, I want to set up a display where it's like Tracer is trying to throw a bomb at Widowmaker while she's grappling away somewhere else.
Totally.
Right? Or I have a Reinhardt with a shield and a Bastion's just behind the shield in a choke point or something.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be super cool. Yeah. Yeah, like I would way more rather have Figmas and stuff, but this is a start and I will support it, all of it.
Listen, your sickness is toys. Yeah. My sickness is video games. Yeah. It's okay.
Yeah, so I'm pretty excited for that. What do you call it? Good Smile, not Good Smile, but Winter Wonderfest is, as we're recording this coming weekend, mm-hmm. it's on Sunday. And for those who don't know, Winter Wonderfest, or Wonderfest itself, is a big like hobby figure garage kit show.
Oh, I thought this was like an Overwatch. I'm like, didn't they have a Christmas event already in Overwatch?
No, but this is a big toy show in Japan. Okay. And usually the stars of this toy show are Good Smile.
Okay.
They bring the most stuff.
They bring the hotness.
Yeah, and so everyone's now that this announcement's been made, everyone is expecting that at this show we're going to see a whole bunch of Overwatch goodness, and I'm pretty pumped.
Okay.
As long as D.Va's the next one on the list, I'm into it. I'm into that.
You know what it's not going to be?
D.Va. I know. You know what it's going to be?
Widowmaker.
No.
McCree.
No.
Reaper.
Oh, that would be good.
Wait, no, it's a Japanese company, so it's not Reaper.
It's going to be Genji, my friend.
It's going to be Genji. It's going to be Hanzo.
No, it's going to be... Because Genji's the fucking cyborg ninja.
Yeah, but Hanzo's a Japanese dude.
So is Genji. He's half a fucking robot.
He's a Japanese dude.
He's a Japanese robot man. He has a sword and stars.
He's a Japanese
stars.
Robot man. He's not a Japanese robot dude. It's different.
I really want a Mercy.
That'd be cool.
No, I really want a Pharah.
You want the whole cast. Don't lie to yourself. You want the Overwatch cast five times over. You're right. So you can have a display of whatever the... Was it 5-on-5, 6-on-6?
Yeah, that game? Yeah.
So you can set a match. And you want them to really stage pieces so you can make your stages for your displays.
Yeah, that'd be so cool. I want a payload.
Yeah, you can get a payload in a bunch of London.
Oh, man. That'd be so cool. I'm just fantasizing.
There you go.
Okay, well, there's one caveat to this. A Good Smile take fucking forever to make toys, so don't expect a full cast for another 10 years.
So by the time we're 40, they'll all be out.
Yeah. Exactly. That's like 11, 12 years from now. Yeah. Yeah.
They delayed the Kazuma Kiryu figure for like half a year, 8 months.
Yeah, and they're just like, no biggie.
Whatever.
You have all the time in the world. Oh, Good Smile, I hate you.
But they make nice toys.
Yeah, they do.
Sure, whatever, fine. Yeah,
fuck them. okay, that's it. Let's move on to our weeks.
All right.
So I played more Overwatch. Great, that's awesome. I got all the skins, so sweet. I played For Honor.
Tell me all about it. Tell me about weapon porn, because that's pretty much, or battle porn.
So I went into this game thinking like it was going to be like, somewhat similar feeling to Dynasty Warriors, mm-hmm. with a bit more of comp, like more deeper combat.
Okay.
And it is that, and yet it's so much more.
So, okay, well, I guess you're going to explain, so explain.
So, basically, like, the way it works is the I'm going to just go with the default gameplay is you are one of the named heroes.
All right.
In your army. And there's three factions. There's the Knights.
And aren't there, like, three heroes and three factions? For each faction?
Yeah, but I think the game said they was launching with 12, so there's technically 4 per,
okay.
per faction.
Because
right. in the beta, they only give you 3 each, right? Yeah, okay. So you have the knights, the medieval dudes,
mm-hmm.
you have the Vikings,
all right.
and then you have the weeb shit. So
the samurai!
Yeah. One of the classes is literally Genji.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
His armor is shaped more like Genji, and he's just got the sword, and he's all about countering and parrying.
Nice.
And he's way OP. It's stupid.
Okay.
Yeah, so you are a named warrior in your thing, and you basically play domination. Like, if you've ever played a FPS where it's capture and hold these points,
mm-hmm.
that's what you're doing. There's 3 points. The one you start at, there's, and one in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And the one in the middle is where the armies usually collide, and there's like this... imaginary line that's drawn over the middle point.
Okay.
And basically whoever has more minions on there holds the point. And so your job as the general is to go there and wipe out enemy minions until you have more minions on the point.
All right.
And it's yours. The minions can't hurt you because you're a named character. You're a hero. So you could just run over them.
So you're Lubu.
Yeah. It's kind of really fun to do that. Because like they hit you and you're like, your life is not going down. And you're like, what?
Ha ha ha.
Yeah. But then an enemy general comes in the fray. This could be AI or this could be a person.
Another person.
I should stress that this game is largely multiplayer only. There is a story mode, but I'm pretty sure that just works out like the way... Remember how Titanfall's original story mode was?
Like it's a tutorial for the multiplayer?
You didn't... Oh, right. You didn't play the first Titanfall.
No.
The first Titanfall's story mode was... just play multiplayer.
Oh, okay.
And they inserted a cutscene before and after each match.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. Something like that. So I don't know what the actual story mode is, but yeah. So there's three classes per faction. Each faction has one, like, there's the standard dude. Second one's usually, like, the heavier, like, the slower heavy. And then the last one's the fast parrying, but weak on D.
Okay.
You got it?
So I heard there's, like, a lot of, like, variety in the classes. Like, everyone has that archetype, but each archetype plays differently depending on the factions. Like, I was reading up on the samurai class,
The Japanese, they don't actually have, like, a big hulking dude.
Yeah.
What they have is an archer, and what he's really good at is long range and retreating.
Okay.
So, like, that's what they have instead of the big bulky dude.
And there's also different stuff, like, there's one, I think it's a girl, she has a spear, and while you're poking from long range, you can do a special move that only she has.
Yeah.
Where it's, like, you go into a stance, and then you can hit out a move that your opponent can't see which direction it's coming from, right?
Yes.
That stuff sounds really cool.
Yeah.
But from everything I've seen in Twitch streams, button mashing wins the day.
It does. It reminds me of, like, a fighting game where even though you're really good, a super noob can take you out because you can't predict what they're going to do.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, when you're so used to high level play, but suddenly you come down to the bottom and like everyone's just pulling out random shit
and it's different. You don't know how to read anything.
Yeah. Okay. It's like that. All right. So, I mean, I'm positive that the better you get at the game, then
like, I would hope that in this kind of a game that, like, cooler heads would prevail, but all I've been seeing is people just face rolling a controller.
Yeah.
And then like, I won.
Yeah. So like the basic combats is, it's a lock-on system, so you lock onto your opponent, and then from there, you can generally... You're always in guard.
Okay.
And then you can attack. But your attack has three directions you can come at. Right, left, or the top.
Okay.
Your guard is the same way. So when you block, if someone is attacking from the right, you gotta block left. From there, each character has special moves, or, like, they have a move set, like a fighting game.
Okay.
So, I didn't realize this, but yeah, you press start, you open it up, and it's like regular moves, basic moves, special moves, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, like, there's actual button commands and combos.
Are you doing, like Hadouken-style movements?
No, it's more like Tekken.
Oh, okay, so you're putting in certain button combinations
at
certain times. Okay,
right. Yes, that's what you're doing, and with certain timing to get it all right.
Okay.
So that's what it's more like. From there, you have other things like a guard break, and then you have a sprint, and then you have, you know, throws. Like, it honestly feels like a fighting game, but from, like, behind the back, third person. That's what it feels like.
This sounds awesome.
No, it's really, like, and it's super deep, and it's very tense. Especially when you know you're up against another, like, a real-life person.
Okay.
And they got to do the same shit. It's super rewarding when you take them out. And then when it comes down to your character... Unfortunately, it is sort of like best gear wins.
Gear?
Yes.
What do you mean by gear?
So throughout the game, you can upgrade each of the classes,
each
of the specific characters in your in your thing. And by upgrade, I mean like you can upgrade their armor.
Oh.
You can upgrade their weapons. And I don't mean like, oh, buy a new sword. I mean buy a new sword, buy a new grip, buy a new tape around that grip, buy a new blade for that sword. Like, it gets real in there. So customization's key. And then there's a whole section for just customizing your look.
All right, that's cool.
Yeah, so it's just, it's super deep. I just don't know if the game will have legs. That's my, like, I don't want to buy it now because I'm just so deep into Overwatch.
Yeah.
And I know that, like, this is the type of game that you're going to need to invest time into.
Yeah, that's fair to
say. Right? It makes sense. And I just don't, and I and for like $80 for a multiplayer game only, like I already have that. I don't need another one of those. Okay. And I'm afraid that by the time this game goes on discount enough that I want it, there's not going to be the, I guess, the player base to sustain.
And only like the killers will be playing.
Yeah.
So the thing here is with fighting game comparisons, the thing with fighting games is that everyone is on an equal playing field. When I am facing an M. Bison, The only thing different about another person's M. Bison is that that person plays it differently. M. Bison doesn't have better psycho power.
Yeah.
Right? How, at least in the beta, was matchmaking? And is there a limit? Like, if I'm upgraded to the teeth, right, to the nines, and am I going to get matched with someone who just started and I'm just going to one-shot them?
It's hard to say because in the beta, like, the player pool was so scattered and random, and I started playing on the final day.
Okay.
That everyone was always better than me. But it's definitely a situation where the gear isn't so, so much better that you'll feel completely outclassed.
Okay.
Like, it still feels like skill will win out no matter what you're spec'd with.
Okay. It'll just be a little harder.
Yeah.
Or a little easier.
So if you want, if you want to add yourself a handicap, you could do that.
Okay.
The other game modes besides the domination thing is, I think domination is, it's either 4-on-4 or 5-on-5. I can't remember. But there's two other modes. One of them is just 1-on-1. So it's you versus another player. Okay. No army. And they just put you somewhere. That's straight up a fighting game.
Nice.
Ring outs and everything.
Oh, awesome.
And what I mean by ring outs, I mean we put you on a bridge if he tosses you out. Because,
that's awesome.
There's been times where, I know the guy I'm fighting is way better than me,
mm-hmm.
but all I gotta do is just rush up into him because I play the fast characters.
You just gotta guess once.
Yeah, you guess once, you break the guard, and you toss him.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and so it's just but it's super infuriating when it happens to you because you're like, fuck, I haven't gotten the ropes.
Yeah, but the thing is, you messed up. That person went for a strategy you weren't prepared for.
Yeah.
Right? It's like again, fighting games, when I beat someone by only throwing them every single round.
Yeah.
I didn't touch them with anything else. I just threw. Oh. But, that person didn't learn to tech my throws, so it's valid.
Yeah. The other game mode is 2-on-2, and that one's hilarious if you have a partner who is just better.
Oh.
Because the partner could totally carry you.
Oh, okay.
It's not this thing where a 2-on-1 is impossible. It is, no, if he's good enough or she's good enough, done.
So that answers my other question
of,
are ambushes possible? If you see two people doing a duel, can you sneak up behind your opponent, your teammate's opponent, and just wreck?
You can sneak up, but it doesn't, it's rarely been a situation. I don't think you can, one-shot them from, a backstab.
No, not a one-shot, but, make it unfair.
You can, but it's still, it's weird. The person who's still, because they only let you really engage with one person.
Okay.
So if the second guy comes in, you immediately lock onto them, and then, it's easier for, say I'm the one, and there's the two over there.
Okay.
If the two come at me, it's still pretty manageable for me to go back and forth between them. It's not. It's not as disadvantageous as you think it is.
All right.
So it's pretty cool in that sense. But yeah, no, the game seems really neat. And it's slow and clunky. Not clunky. It's slow and heavy. Because you know how when you play Dark Souls, that game feels a bit floaty despite being very stiff?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This one just feels like it's
got a weight to it.
Yeah. So it feels... So the slower combat feels more in line with the ideas they're trying to get across. And that's what makes it interesting.
The beginning of this year is insane.
Yeah.
It sounds like there's so many good games coming out.
Yeah. There's a lot.
There's a lot.
There's no reason to buy a Switch, my friend. Zero reason to buy a Switch, my friend.
Zelda.
But then after Zelda, what are you going to do? No reason to buy a Switch, my friend.
I'm going
to
play Bomberman R.
Wow. By yourself?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'll play both players. I'll beat myself in Bomberman.
Yeah, so that beta was pretty cool to check out.
Awesome.
Then I watched a movie. I watched Lego Batman.
How was it?
Lego Batman was all right.
All right, cool. Let's move on.
Yeah. That's how I feel about it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no. I think if I had to rate the movie, if I said the Lego movie was 5 out of 5, this is a 3.
Oh, wow. That much of a difference. Okay. Yeah.
So... Lego Batman is, first of all, it has nothing to do with Lego. Other than the fact that they live in the Lego universe.
And everything is made out of Lego?
Yeah. And other than the fact that Batman is the master builder, so he can build shit on the fly.
All right.
They don't really address the whole fact that it's Lego. You know how the Lego movie was we're Lego.
We're Lego, everything's Lego.
And
Lego,
they made Lego, jokes Lego. About that. Batman movie's not like that.
Oh, okay.
Batman movie is all about Batman. And his entire character history up to this point in time.
Okay.
And the setting takes place at the, I guess, at where Batman is today, fictionally speaking. Like, he's gone through all these ordeals in the comics, and he's gone through all these things in the movies, and they talk about it, and they go through all that stuff. And now he's at the point where it's like, nah.
I'm done?
No, it's not that he's done, but they go through, like, his biggest fear, and his biggest fear is, like, opening up to a family. Some bullshit like that.
Oh, okay.
So the movie is about family.
So they took the comic book route.
Yeah.
All right.
Sort of. Sort of. Because when you see it, it plays out differently, and you're just like, huh. Like, there's less of a narrative and a story to follow. It's more just about Batman coming to terms with himself.
Okay.
And then a whole bunch of action and shit happens. The movie is super hyperactive. It is definitely made for a kid with ADD. Like, so much stuff happens in small amounts of time. Cool things. A lot of cool things. If you're a big Batman fan, there's a lot of things to pick out and point out to be like, I can't believe they put that in there. That's amazing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is the 3 out of 5 coming from a place of, like, the writing's not good? Or it's just, are you disappointed with it not being focused on it being Lego, or
kinda like I thought we were in for like an adventure or like a, you know, when you watch a Disney movie,
yeah,
and they put you through an adventure, but at the same time they also hammer home like a moral of the story.
Yeah, love conquers all.
What if I told you this movie only had the moral but no story?
Oh,
like that's but in place of a story, they gave you a whole bunch of cool action.
Depends how cool the action is, I guess.
So, I mean,
the moral of the story, action is cool.
Something like that.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, and the movie's very, you know, 2017 forward thinking, you know.
Okay.
They make a whole play on, I got two dads. So, there you go.
Oh, Alfred and...
No.
Hmm. No. Okay.
Yeah.
I gotta think so, about it.
Yeah.
All right. I still want to see that movie, though.
I think it's worth checking out if you're into... I guess Lego and kids movies. I think it's worth checking out.
Okay.
Just don't, if you're thinking, oh my God, it's the Lego movie again. It's not.
Were you also, like the Lego movie, were you the oldest person in there who did not have a child?
No.
Oh, okay.
There's a lot of old people there.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I think that's my week. Nothing really of else to mention.
No cycling stories? No.
It's too cold.
No, but it's not cold enough to run, is it?
No.
All right.
Fine. And it's too wet.
Excuse me.
And there's too much ice.
You gotta put on the wets.
I don't got wet tires. No, bicycle tires are too skinny.
Fine.
Although I did rent a bicycle, a social bike.
Why?
Because I didn't want to wreck my bike.
Oh, okay. That's fair. Someone else's bike.
Yeah. It's cool. Right. Cost me $3.
That's cheap.
Mm.
Well, it's a cool week, Vince.
I guess so.
It's okay. I play a lot of games, like usual.
Surprise, surprise, my friend.
I finished Yakuza 0.
And...
that game's awesome.
I heard it's good.
That game's really good. And it's a prequel, so knowing the story of 1, I knew how certain things had to tie up, and that certain characters were going to be there or not be there and whatever. But the game still does a good job of keeping you guessing, like, all the way till the last cutscene. And, like usual, Yakuza fights are epic and doing stuff. So now I'm going through the Premium Adventure.
I'm sorry, what?
The Premium Adventure.
The Perennium?
Premium Adventure. Okay. The Premium Adventure is a mode in, I want to say, like, most modern Yakuza games. Where it's no story and you can just focus on the side stuff. So you load your clear data and they just put you in the city and there's no story points. It's just, here's all the side stuff unlocked. Go find all the side stories.
Okay.
So I'm going through all the side stories. I'm playing Pachinko, or I'm not playing Pachinko. I'm playing Mob Real Estate. I'm playing Cabaret Club Simulator. I'm playing Shogi, some Mahjong. What else am I doing? I'm playing pocket car racing.
Okay.
You know, like, you know those old circuit cars where you like slot cars? I'm playing slot cars. I'm customizing slot cars.
Yeah.
I got like a 8-year-old to be my girlfriend. That's a weird side story.
Uh-huh.
I helped out a dominatrix because she didn't know how to be mean. Mm. So I taught her how to be mean.
Mm.
How this game has a wicked sense of humor. I really love it. I think the one that has probably been told by now, or it's all over the internet, over Twitter at least, which is in the mob real estate minigame, you have managers and security guards and stuff. If you go to the bowling alley and you become friends with the person at the front desk, she'll tell you about a contest. And the contest is get a turkey, win a turkey.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to play bowling, get a turkey.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you do that, you win a turkey. Yep. But when you get the prize, you're like, man, awesome. Turkey lunch, it's going to be delicious.
Hmm.
On the counter, she just puts a chicken.
Nice.
And she's like, this is just a live chicken. It's not even a turkey. What the heck? And they're like, oh, yeah, I'm sorry. And so long story short, the lady offers to kill it and cook you a fresh chicken lunch, right?
Uh-huh.
And then Kiryu's like, I'll keep it. and you get a chicken named Nugget.
Wow.
Who becomes a manager that you can you can set to manage your businesses that you own. And there's just like a lot of weird quirky stuff like that that's really fun about the Yakuza games, and I really like it. So
nice.
The story took me about like 30, 35 hours, but I was on how long to beat. And for the completionist goal, if you want to try and do everything, it's like 90 hours. So there's a lot of side stuff to get through.
Wow.
Yeah. 90 hours.
Damn.
Yeah. The other thing I did is I started and finished Res Infinite. I finally got around to playing Res Infinite.
Okay.
And that game it's just an up-resed Res. Like, they just re-released Res. I thought it was going to be like a remaster. It's just Res.
Yeah.
And I've realized that I have never beat Res.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
you made it to Area 5.
I never made it to Area 5. I always like played it at a friend's house, got to like Area 2, and then everything beyond Area 2.
I'm pretty sure it's just the one that was released for the 360 plus Area X?
Plus Area X.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's Res HD plus Area X.
All right.
And it's got VR capability support. It's Res is awesome. I don't know what to say. Like, Res is still cool.
Is it?
Yeah, okay. Res is awesome. All
right.
The music is super killer. The way you're battling enemies ties into the music happening. I would be lying if I were to say it wasn't at least a little pretentious. It's
a little?
It's a lot pretentious.
Uh-huh, there you go.
Yeah. But Area X is really cool.
Okay.
Area X is they take the Res gameplay and give you control of movement.
Whoa.
Yeah. So you get to move around in a 3D space.
I see how VR would make that cool.
Yeah. So you get to move around in a 3D space. And also everything looks awesome. Like it's what I wished they did to the original Res game. I wish they took the assets of Res, took it to where the PS4 can take it, and it was still on rails or whatever, but it just looked nicer, right?
Yeah.
The effects that are happening in Res are like borderline mesmerizing. Just having enemies blow up into like weird sparkly fragments and stuff.
Right.
Light raining down every which way, music affecting the area you're in.
Yeah.
It's awesome. It's Area X is, it looks like what I wish original Res was, and I wish there was more than just one level of Area X.
Oh.
It's good. It's really good stuff.
Hmm.
It kind of makes me want to try VR, but I don't have a headset because they're expensive.
Ain't cheap.
It ain't cheap. It's more expensive than a PlayStation, so.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
PlayStation, I think I saw at Walmart today, the Call of Duty bundle is like $350 something for the Slim.
Is it?
Wow. But if you want a VR headset, it's $550 for the core set.
Oh, wow. $550?
$550, so.
Oh, but that comes with the camera and the...
No.
Oh, $700 just for the one with the camera?
Yeah.
Oh. Wow.
Right?
Wow.
Right?
Fudge.
So, yeah. And also hearing that, like, the PSVR is kind of the weakest of all the options for VR.
Yeah.
Kind of makes me not want to spend that money.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Maybe it'll go on sale. Maybe people will be tired of having it in their inventory one day. And then after that, I started and finished two of the three things in the new Kingdom Hearts 2.8 final chapter prologue bundle. From what I can gather, that's what it seems like. It's an explanation of the mobile game. It's pretty cool. It's really high like production value. And it just made everything more confusing. That on top of the other game, which makes everything more confusing, which is 0.2, that game plays... It somehow plays exactly like Kingdom Hearts 1, but it feels new. It still has the whole menu system of pick attack, mash X, and then if you want to do your magic, you have to use the D-pad to go down the list and stuff. Nothing in that sense has been modernized at all. Where it feels new is that they add new elements to attacks. So, like, when you use your Thundaga, it leaves a... It's an area of effect attack now, and it leaves, like, lasting dot damage on enemies that get hit. If you use your Blizzard, it can freeze flying enemies and drop them to the ground so they can be easier to hit. And also, you can use it for maneuvering. So, if there's an enemy far away, if you press the Blizzard button and hold it, your Blizzard will leave an ice rail. And you can slide along the ice rail, so when it hits it, then you go straight into a melee.
I see.
And there's just a lot of stuff like that. There's also a little... I don't know how this works, really. It seems like anytime you do a finisher or enough attacks, you get a little arrow. And when you get four arrows, you get either a special magic finisher or like a style change.
Okay.
So if you remember in... What's it called? The PSP game. Birth by Sleep. Birth by Sleep, where you could go into, like, your superpowered modes. The same thing is back. And your modes change depending on if you're by yourself or with someone else. And it just looks nice. The game looks gorgeous. Like, kind of, it's kind of making me excited for Kingdom Hearts 3. Well, that's what it's supposed to do, so it did its job. And it's but it's only, like, 3 hours long.
Oh, really?
Yeah, with cutscenes and everything, it's like 3 hours. So, the main chunk of game you're going to play is when replaying, or playing for the first time, Dream Drop Distance. That's the main chunk of that package.
Oh, so this Birth by Sleep Aquamix is just that.
Is 3 hours. It is the story of how Mickey got the Keyblade of Darkness.
Oh, I thought for some reason it was the whole game plus that.
Nope.
That's bullshit.
Yeah. So the Birth by Sleep is in the last one, is in 2.5.
Oh, is it?
Yep.
Maybe I'll get that.
It's cool. Or just wait for the, was it, the collection on PS4 to come out?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, because I have 2.5.
With, you mean 4? You want Kingdom Hearts 4?
Yeah, Kingdom Hearts 4. I should just wait for Kingdom Hearts 7.
True. When they all come out together.
Yeah, 7. Or what am I saying? 9.8.
Yeah. A dream is never a dream or whatever.
I hope it's just Kingdom Hearts 10, because they just put the 0.2 to finish it off.
No, it's Kingdom Hearts Key. It's the it's the thing. It's that Alpha Omega sign. Fuck.
Kingdom Hearts.
Kingdom Hearts Key, the full story.
Sure.
A Tale's End.
Oh, God. Well, anyways.
Yeah, it's Kingdom Hearts. Both those stories, while answering certain other questions, made the story infinitely more complex and weird. And I didn't think you could do that, because I've watched that timeline video at least twice.
God, that timeline video in itself is hard to comprehend.
Yeah, it's out of control. So it's a cool thing. If you're going to pick up 2.8 specifically for... the 0.2 Aquamix, I would wait till it's on sale. Like, you would have to be the hardest Kingdom Hearts fan or an idiot like me to...
I'm glad you made that distinction.
Yeah, to buy this game.
Because I'm like, full price. I know you like Kingdom Hearts, but I wouldn't classify you as a fan.
Yeah. And or you gotta be dumb like me.
Alright.
And just be willing to try the new hotness.
Alright.
Right? So I would wait till it's on sale. It's fun. But it's... It doesn't really help with the Kingdom Hearts story at all. Yeah. And to be honest, I don't think anything can at this point.
No.
So, there. It's cool.
All right.
But while watching the back cover movie, I built Legos.
Cool.
I built that Nexo Knight set.
The King's Mech?
The King's Mech.
Yeah.
It's, okay, the thing I dislike about Legos now is that Legos... Okay, Legos are cool. I still think Legos are cool. And that Nexo Knight, King's Knight thing is a cool toy. When I opened up the instruction manual, the first thing I saw was take bags labeled 1.
Yeah.
Dump them on the table.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I got you.
Okay.
What I didn't realize is that after that, finding any piece you need is super hard because you just have a pile of Legos on the table.
Oh, interesting.
And I feel like I've been spoiled by Gundam kits, where they come in nice little runners
with their
numbers on them, and they're like, "Fine, runner A."
But that's the joy of Lego. See, what I do is I take all the bags and I open them all at once.
That sounds terrible,
but it's so fun.
I was blind for at least 10 minutes, I want to say.
Yeah.
I had to find a tail fin for this one spaceship.
Yeah.
I couldn't find it.
And then?
I had to walk away from the table and come back.
Yeah.
Because it was lost in the pile.
Was it lost, or did you just have to lift something up and it just found?
No, it was because I flattened it all out.
Oh, okay.
Right? And I just couldn't see it because I was just in a sea of Lego. And
wow. Bummer.
Yeah, it is kind of a bummer, and I kind of don't like that aspect of it.
I like it.
I don't.
It's great.
It's cool. But the next one, it's an awesome toy.
Yeah.
It's like a combiner plus it comes with a villain.
Yeah.
All the knight and like little extra parts for your knight if you want to customize them different ways.
Mm-hmm.
The guns actually shoot little Lego pieces.
That's
pretty awesome.
Mm.
I like that toy a lot. Would I have paid more than the sale price for it?
Probably not.
Probably not.
Yeah.
And the answer is actually no.
Mm.
But it's cool.
Yeah.
It's doing stuff now. But that's been the new stuff in my week. I've just been trying to plow through as many games as possible.
You know. I was going to talk about next week. I had planned to talk about Gravity Rush because my PlayStation Plus expired.
Yeah.
But we got.
You got that discount.
Got that PlayStation Plus renewed. Yeah. So next week, expect more Overwatch talk.
Get
hype.
No.
Let's move on into Kamen Rider, because we're at that point of the show.
Yeah, we are on that part of the show.
And I kind of am a little, like, I don't know if I want to talk about Kamen Rider, because even though we did a two-parter.
It's a three-part
arc. Exactly. And it's just like, oh, I can't.
So, okay, we can do this now. We can make this executive decision. Do you want to wait till next week?
Because, like.
But the thing also. Is there a guarantee we'll have an episode next week?
That's true. So let's just talk about the important thing.
Okay. Burgermon is the best dude in that whole show. Dude. He is a hero. He is a jokester. He's a man's man.
The Juju Burgermon?
The Juju Burgermon.
Yeah. So we find out there's some like low-level developer at Gem Studios.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, "Well, boss is gone, but I had to.
I love making games.
I gotta keep working. So I made this Burgermon,
Juju Burger,
and I made a gas shot. And when he made it, turns out the
game in the books are virus.
So he made the game that infected himself.
Yeah, and then he like became friends with the bugster
that came out of him. Yeah,
Burgermon, you're the best. And he's making all these burger puns.
Yeah, and it goes through all these antics, and X8 has to find a way to defeat it without killing it. And it turns out they just got to make him smile.
Listen, the dude was sick, and he said, "Don't let us catch up to you."
Oh,
how great is that?
Yeah. I mean, yeah,
it's fantastic.
Yeah, so that happened.
Yeah, I think that was a cool little twist. Like, everyone was trying to kill Burgermon, and it just caused the dude more stress.
Yeah.
And it was a cooking game. It was a Diner Dash game. And even, what is it, Back Alley Doctor's sidekick, even she's like, "You're an idiot.
Yeah.
It's a cooking game, and you shot the ingredients. How stupid are you?"
Yeah. But then, of course, Gem President and Para come in.
Gem is evil.
And they just kill Burgermon.
They kill Burgermon! Burgermon protects his homie. He's like, "My boy can't withstand this zombie onslaught, and I gotta sacrifice myself."
Yeah.
So I gotta be the burger we need, not the burger we deserve.
Oh, God, yeah. And then, so the guy, the developer who was the Burgermon host, he's wallowing, and he leaves, and he goes away, and then we cut to another part of the episode, or is it the second
episode? The second episode.
And Gem shows up, and he's like, "Hey, developer man.
You made Juju Burger. How dare you?
How dare you take my idea. Yeah. Have some AIDS."
Yeah, he gave him Bugster AIDS.
Yeah.
He just shot Bugster virus in his face. This guy got infected with the Bugster virus two separate times.
That sucks.
I know. And then Motors or whatever his name is back.
Yeah, Motorcycle Man.
Motorcycle Man. Without Bike Boy to race alongside him, it's kind of a weird battle.
Yeah, it is weird because doesn't he still have the Gashat?
He does, but he can't use two at the same time, right? It's like when he uses it, he becomes the bike person. He doesn't become the bike. Yeah. And also, turns out, doesn't matter anyways, because yeah. Motors is just a bait.
Yeah.
It's the bait to separate M from his partners.
Yeah.
So Gem can take literally everyone's gas hats.
Yeah.
Which was cool.
Uh-huh.
Until he just killed Motors.
Yes.
And then, oh, Paradox was...
It's like, that's my homie.
That's my homeboy.
So I think that kind of confirms that Para is a Bugster.
Yeah.
Right.
Para is a Bugster, and he plays by the Bugster rules.
Yeah.
And Gem is just... crazy.
Yeah. So this whole time I've been thinking that Para is M's Bugster.
Mm-hmm.
Like they were both Patient Zero, and that's why he wants to really defeat him.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm starting to think, what if Para is Gem's Bugster?
Maybe.
I mean, I still think he's definitely probably M's because they have that connection.
Yeah.
But I'm like, what
if... Yeah, because it's finally revealed to M that he's Patient Zero.
Yeah.
And it kind of breaks him.
Yeah. Well, first of all, yeah. Para stops Gem from doing bullshit.
Yeah.
And Gem's like, first of all,
he wrecks face. He beats Gem so hard that it takes him out of zombie mode, which was thought to be impossible.
Yeah. I bet at the same time, Para's also level 50.
Yeah, true.
Dude's level 10.
The level 10.
Why did he give his Bugster boy the level 50 and he got level 10?
He also had a level 50. He just decided to change. Remember, he made the upgrade to Tattle Quest, and now it's Tattle Fantasy.
Yeah.
And also he made an upgrade to Bang Bang Shooting.
Well, that's true.
But the thing is that what's interesting to me is that Bang Bang Shooting and Tattle Quest are now one gas hat.
Yeah.
So who gets that?
They just play Hot Potato, my friend.
I guess. Yeah, they could.
Tattle Quest.
Tattle Fantasy.
I think it's a good you cannot cut.
You think there is nothing I cannot cut?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm only going to say that because I've seen what Snipe gets in the future.
Oh, okay.
Like from toys and stuff.
Spoilers.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, so Gem tells, or like, what is it? Gem says, oh, fine, you can beat me, but I'm going to take the one thing you want.
Yeah.
To fight M. And so then he tells M, listen, bro, you beat the Bugster.
Yeah.
Patient Zero. And everyone's like, no, don't tell him! And maybe it's just me, but this whole time I didn't understand why it would cause him so much stress.
Mm-hmm.
And I still don't understand why it's bugging him out.
it's bugging him out?
Nah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I would say coming from his perspective, like, he is a person who has dedicated his life to stopping the Bugster virus.
Yeah.
And to know he is the person that has spread it to everybody.
Yeah.
Or has originated it,
yeah,
is probably pretty killer.
Yeah.
To a doctor. Yeah. Like, what if you were a doctor who, like, or like, I want to cure cancer, and then you realize you're patient zero for cancer. Like, you spread cancer.
Yeah.
I know cancer doesn't work like that way, but I'm just saying as an example.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I created the Black Plague. Yeah,
you created the Black Plague within your body.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I guess I understand that. I don't know if I go crazy, though.
Yeah, but also, Gem's weird, like, his eyes glow and stuff, so...
Yeah, and M is also, like, what do you call it?
He's the chosen one.
He's a bit of a fucking idiot.
Yeah, he's also stupid. How did he not realize he's patient zero until true. Now?
Like, they're all trying to kill him, they're dropping all these hints, and it's like, is there something wrong with me?
What's wrong? Why don't you like me? I thought we were friends!
So I guess from that point of view, yeah, I see why it would stress him out.
And then the other part of that is, like, it's a children's show.
Yeah.
And I can't forget that that portion.
Like, what? That's all you gotta say, and it's like, okay, it makes sense.
Yeah, it's a children's
show. For kids, yeah. I forgot.
Yeah. But yeah, these two episodes are really cool.
They were.
I really want to see what they do to Gem now, because Gem is beaten up. He's kind of taken a huge beating by Para.
I think Gem will just... He's constantly... Because they showed off, like, he's working on, like, another driver.
Yeah.
And he has more... So I think he has more powers, and, like, at this point, he knows what Paradox's limits are, because he designed that thing.
But what are the heroes gonna do, or Para gonna do, with Gem? Because it seems like Para now hates Gem, because he killed a Bugster without playing the game.
Yeah.
Right? He just did it for funsies. So he didn't respect him. He didn't honor him or whatever. And the heroes aren't really going to let Gem go.
I think Gem always has an ace up his sleeve.
Think he's going to jump to the sky?
And leave that him. Too, but I think he activated M, and M's going to be the distraction.
Okay, you think he's going to go berserk, attack his teammates?
And when the dust settles,
he'll be gone.
Gem's gone.
Okay.
But M's going to be all like, what the fuck happened?
I would like it if it was, if he just took real world rules.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, you can't keep me hostage. I'm a civilian of a free nation. Right? Like, it's illegal to keep me here. That'd be cool.
Yeah. I still, it's not going to happen. But my prediction is still, M is either going to become the villain
mm-hmm.
and die. And Paradox becomes the real hero.
So of you,
the show. You, Paradox becomes X-Aid.
You either become a hero and live long enough to see yourself become the villain. Or be the villain and live long enough to see yourself become the hero.
Yeah, that's what I'm all about.
Okay.
Yeah. Not gonna happen, but that's what I'm all about.
For a second I really like the ideas of like bugsters and humans living together with Bergermon.
Mm. But you're an idiot.
It sounded like fun.
No, we didn't.
That guy was a little creepy.
Their relationship was creepy.
Yeah, it was like, you're like my son to me. But meanwhile, you're like nuzzling foreheads with a burger. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah, it almost got a little sexual. And you're like, I don't know.
It's like, what's happening?
But there you have it.
Yeah, Kamen Rider's still cool.
Yeah, very cool. Are you feeling the itch to get some merch?
Kinda.
Yeah.
I kind of want a belt.
You want a belt?
Yeah, a belt would be cool. Or maybe just the gas hat.
That's cool. What I was thinking too. Like Mighty Brothers X.
Yeah.
Mighty Action X.
But I want the Monster Hunter one.
Oh, yeah. That'd be cool. Yeah. I want I do want the one that they just showed off. The fantasy one in the preview. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Tattle Fantasy.
Yeah, I would want that.
Okay.
That'd be cool. Yeah.
This would be one where, like, if I were to ever cosplay a Kamen Rider character, it's either Kamen Rider Forze in, like, base state, or it's, like, one of the games, because they all look cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I would cosplay as Hero, as Doctor. There's nothing I cannot cut.
But you need two ladies to accompany you right, at all times. You're right,
I do. And one has to hold the belt.
And another one has to hold a cake.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, God. That would be the best. Anime North this year, I want to see, like, if I do that, will anyone recognize?
The last time I went, I saw Kamen Rider Drive when Kamen Rider was still...
Oh, really?
Kamen Rider Drive was still airing. Oh, really? So people are pretty on top of it.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds good. Neato. All right. Well, we just hit the 1 hour mark.
Wow.
So that's a episode done by our standards.
1 hour, we're out.
Yeah. Give or take another 5 minutes from... stuff we start recording at the beginning.
Now we'll leave it. It's fine.
No, trust me. We can't leave that in. We can't leave in that.
Yeah, true.
That.
We'll get arrested.
There's a couple things to talk about that are just not appropriate for children under the age of 25.
Under the age of 80?
Yeah.
Those 90-year-olds, though.
They know what we're talking about.
They know what we're talking about.
Some World War II shit.
They see some shit.
Yeah, they know. All right. So, yeah, until next week when we talk about stuff.
And things. That are cool.
Mm-hmm.
Can we talk about uncool things next week?
You want to try?
You want to try to talk about uncool things?
Okay.
Like stock practices?
I was thinking about tie bars.
Tie bars? Yeah?
Yeah.
Can we talk about top 10 lists? Or top X lists?
I was thinking top 12, because top 10 is just...
Top 12 lists are pretty cool.
You know, like, I was thinking, like, top 9. Like, why make it...
Maybe we could recommend something for all body types, and then show a picture of David Beckham.
Yeah, we should do that. That sounds great.
It sounds great. It sounds like a good show.
I hope you guys enjoy it next week.
See you later.
Bye.